So December is upon us. That means Christmas programs for many organizations, including the Baltimore Choral Arts Society. And it's a pleasure to welcome back their music director, Anthony Blake Clark. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. So a couple of things coming up. Let's talk first about the Christmas with Choral Arts in the Baltimore Basilica. And if I'm right, this is sort of like the 36th time this is happening.
Correct. Yes, it's been decades and decades of a tradition for us and for the Baltimore community. It's become quite a staple.
What is so wonderful, though, is how you bring something new and different to it each time. So what do you have that is out of the box this time?
Well, we certainly try to. The readings are interesting this year. We have a number of new carols that we've never done before. Of course, we have the familiar. We have lots of pieces by John Rutter, lots of very traditional carols, and an slightly expanded orchestra so that we can do some pieces like some Tchaikovsky excerpts from the Nutcracker. We're also beginning with a piece by Victor Haley Hutchinson, who was the director of music for the BBC in the early 30s and 40s, and he's done this wonderfully clever symphony of carols that he's sort of melded together, and we're doing the last movement of that to begin the whole thing. So some surprises in order.
That space, of course, is just so exquisite. And I think that churches tend to lend themselves acoustically. What is that space like to work with in terms of chorus?
So the Baltimore Basilica is, as you know, America's first cathedral, and it has an ability to inspire awe for us performers and for the audience. And the whole experience of singing there is really grand and majestic, but it has this uncanny way of turning it on its head and becoming extremely intimate and extremely close. So it's a really magical time. Actually, one of my singers describes this concert as the Hallmark Christmas movie concert or a Disney version of a Christmas concert. It's just very magical. You really sort of get this sense of the Christmas spirit in such a large and bombastic way, but then in such a very close and intimate way at the same time. It's really, really amazing.
This is a busy time of year for you. There's also Christmas for kids, Baltimore Scrooge. So
that's
we have
right.
A little bit of Dickens thrown in here.
We
right?
have some Dickens, as much Dickens as you can throw in for 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds. But yes, we have Christmas for kids. That's also been going for a long time. That's going to be on December the 15th at 3 p.m. at Gilman School this year. We had to change venues. It's going to be really exciting. And of course, it's a great way to share a classic story with young people and also inject a little bit of Christmas music and choral singing into their lives across this busy season. So it's going to be a great fun. It's going to be great for all ages, all types of audiences, and it's in a very, very inclusive concert for everyone involved. So it should be fun.
So Christmas really starting to get going. Once it's Christmas for Choral Arts, you know that things are happening. And this is on Tuesday, December the 3rd at 7:30 in the Baltimore Basilica, that exquisite venue. And then Christmas for Kids, the Baltimore Scrooge, will be on Sunday, December 15th at 3 p.m. As Blake says, a new venue this time, the Alumni Auditorium at Gilman School. And there's information on their website, baltimorechoralarts.org. Always wonderful to see Anthony Blake Clark, Music Director of the Baltimore Choral Arts Society, and Happy Christmas.
Thanks to you as well.